Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round? Or listened to the rain slapping on the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's winding flight? Or gazed at the sun in the fading light? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you? Do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Ever told your child, we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste, not seen their sorrow? Ever lost touch? Let a good friendship die, because you never had time to call and say hi. You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, life is like an unopened gift thrown away. Life's not a race. Do take it slower. Stop and hear the music before the song is over. Shall we pray together as we start? Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to come together. Lord, may you speak to each of us individually today through the words that we hear, through the songs that we sing, through the time that we spend together in fellowship. And Lord, may we leave in a different with something new, with a different mindset, with a different idea, with something else to think about. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, so the talk today, it's called, as you'll see in your order of service, it's called About Time. And we're going to be thinking about time. Because I felt when I was thinking about what I was going to be talking about today, I seem to hear these sorts of phrases that we heard when we were playing the game. I seem to hear them all the time, but often it's negative. It's people saying, "Oh, I just don't have the time," or "I just don't know where my time goes." Now, often our lives seem to be governed by when things are actually happening. And that matters, doesn't it, to an extent? You know, it matters that we leave enough time to get to the bus stop, enough time to get to the train station, enough time to get to work, to get to school. But it's really important to think about what we should be doing with our time. Because every day we are each given 24 hours. And that time that we have, that is a gift. Yet I find increasingly lots of people are struggling to actually manage the time that we have. And sometimes maybe we're trying to do too many things. We always want to be kind of people that say yes, people that agree to do things. Sometimes we're sort of overcommitting ourselves. We don't want to let anyone down, but we do sometimes find ourselves being a little bit unrealistic. And when I was researching this talk, I realised quite how much there is in the Bible about time and how to manage it. And I really would encourage you after today to have a look at the different stories that there are about time, the different ways in which, the different guidance, the advice that there is about how to manage time. We heard in our Old Testament reading the really well-known passage which Eva kindly brought to us from Ecclesiastes, all about there being a time for everything. And God's timing is perfect. God's timing is always perfect. But sometimes the timings that we want are not necessarily the timings that God wants for us. And that is one of the reasons that we need to make sure that we are praying in order to discern what God actually wants for us. There is a time for everything. And we all as individuals, we all have stewardship of our time. And often there is a lot that we have to achieve in that time. We've got to make sure that we balance everything that we have to do. So whether it's work, whether it's caring responsibilities, whatever it is, we need to balance what we kind of need to do with what we want to do, whilst at the same time trying to discern if we're doing what God wants us to be doing. And I think this ties in a lot with what we've been talking about in terms of lay ministry, in terms of what Timmy was saying about thinking about actually what might you be being called to do. Now, I thought really carefully about which New Testament reading to bring, because there are many different examples of when Jesus used time really effectively. But I settled on the reading that Emma kindly brought us from Luke. And the opening of that says that Jesus went up to the mountains and spent the whole night praying to God. So Jesus went up to the mountains the day before he was going to decide who his disciples were going to be. And when I was thinking about that, it got me thinking about, do we spend time with God when we have huge decisions to make? And if Jesus, if the Son of God, spent a whole night up in the mountains talking to his Father about what he should do, about whom he should appoint, how much more should we be making sure that we carve out that time to spend with God? Now, we could talk a lot about discipleship and about how Jesus went to appoint his disciples, and there's all sorts of stuff that you can read about that. But the thing that struck me was that sense that Jesus appointed a team of people to help with his ministry, with doing his good works. And I think the New Testament passage that we looked at, it shows how important it is to listen to God, to spend time with God, to spend whole chunks of time thinking about things, and particularly about really big decisions. So one of my messages from today is to get you to think about, are we actually carving out time to spend with God, for us to individually understand what God's will is for each and every one of us? Because like we talked about in the last All Age service, God has a plan for every single one of us. He knows the plans that he has for us. So time is a very precious resource. Really, really precious. And life shouldn't be about dashing from one place to the next, continuously thinking about how many minutes we need to spend in each place in order to get to the next place, in order to get to the next thing. Yet increasingly, sometimes we do find ourselves doing that. And I was reading about this. I was thinking about, what does the Bible actually say about that time? And there's another phrase that it's good to sort of hold in mind. In the Psalms 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And that's a really lovely phrase to kind of carry with you. Be still and know that I am God. So in the midst of the challenges, in the midst of the uncertainty, in the midst of the disasters, the pain, all the negative things that we hear about quite continuously, it is really important to take time and be still. And Jesus has a lot to say on the topic. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest." And if we take that time, if we give God that time, God will give us rest. And it really is important, when we're talking about time and how we manage our time, to factor in time to rest. God rested on the seventh day. If we don't rest, we can't recharge. We need to take time to rest and take time to spend with God. I was reading about time management recently, and it said, "You can't spread the light if you're burnt out. And it's quite simple. It's very difficult to be out there being God's messengers if we ourselves are not resting and looking after ourselves. So I just want to challenge you for a minute to just think about, how do you use your time? And just think for a moment, how do you use your time, the free time, the spare time that you have? How do you actually do that? How do you use it? Jesus always made time for people. And there are all sorts of different stories and parables and examples that I could bring about people that came to Jesus and asked for things. And Jesus ministered to them. He made time for them. He spent time with them. He never made anyone feel like it wasn't a good time. Jesus was always there to support people when they needed it. So one of the things I want us to think about today, do we make time for what actually matters? Do we prioritise as we should? Often we see the initials WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that's something else that is important to hold in mind. And it's tricky. We're in a digital age today. We're often governed by our smartphone notifications, aren't we? Emails, social media, eBay sales, whatever it is, those things just don't stop. And sometimes we get quite distracted. Sometimes we find ourselves just scrolling through social media, not really thinking about what we're doing. There's even a term for that. Have you heard the term doom scrolling? There's a whole new language around the way in which we waste time on our devices. It's tricky because this is the nature of the age that we're in. Everything moves very quickly. Communication is rapid. And isn't that amazing? We can be in touch with people on the other side of the world in real time. There's fantastic things about it. But we also need to think about how we are making use of the time that we have. We have the same number of hours available to us as Jesus had. And Jesus used every moment that he had to share God's love, to do miraculous things, to tell stories, to connect with people, to show us how we should live. And when we feel like we can't fit everything in, we don't know how to prioritize, or we're just doing too many things, we need to go back to the Bible. We need to pray. We need to reflect on our commitments. We need to block out time to spend with God, real good quality time to discern God's will, distraction-free time to say, God, what do you want me to do with my time? So I would ask you to consider this. What are we doing with our time? What are we doing to further God's kingdom? What are we doing for the good of others? What are we as individuals called to do? It's about time. Amen.
Amen.